It's 4:02. You're with All Things Considered on WCAI. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Junker. It's 30 degrees outside the studio in Woods Hole. Light snow coming down across parts of our area. 1 to 2 inches reported on the ground across the Cape. Nantucket saw some of that flip to sleet and rain as temperatures warmed above freezing. But everything we have seen so far is nothing to what we're expecting to come tonight, which includes a total of 8 to 12 inches of snow by the time it's all over. As Massachusetts is bracing for its first snowstorm of the new year, WCAI Sarah Birnbaum has the latest from Governor Patrick.
To state the obvious, is snowing outside?
At a noon press conference, Governor Patrick said the effects of that snow will vary from town to town and is asking residents to pay attention to local public safety instructions. He's sending state workers home early, but is calling up 400 National Guard members to help as needed.
Temperatures like this with wind chill is, as I say, a very, very dangerous circumstance, and the impact can come on quickly. Excessive exposure can lead to frostbite. And hypothermia.
And excessive winds can lead to power outages. Massachusetts Secretary of Energy Rick Sullivan says utilities have filed adequate plans to cope with that.
The biggest concerns will be later in the evening when the winds pick up. The plans are filed, but it's going to be the execution on the ground that we are closely monitoring and watching in our good shape.
The governor is planning to give another update at around 6:15 this evening. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Birnbaum on Beacon Hill.
Our snowfall is expected to crank up this evening by 6 p.m. or so and continue into the overnight. After midnight, it will get very heavy. Blizzard warning is in effect until 11 tomorrow morning. We could pick up 6 to 8 inches overnight, with snowfall continuing tomorrow through the morning. Again, total accumulations 8 to 12 inches possible, as much as 14 in some isolated areas. Snow should continue through much of the day tomorrow. Accompanying the snow will be very cold temperatures and strong winds. Meteorologist Phil Bird of Cape Cod Weather.net says the very cold temperatures coming with the heaviest of the snowfall may work in our favor as it produces a lighter, drier snow.
As the air dries out through the night and temperatures drop, it'll become increasingly light and fluffy. So I don't think power outages are going to be a major concern. There might be a few scattered outages. Anytime you get wind 40, 50 miles an hour, you can deal with that, especially with a little bit of weight on the trees. But really, when the meat of the storm hits and the heaviest of the snowfall is coming down and the strongest of the wind has developed, really the snow itself should have dried out considerably.
We are expecting temperatures in the teens overnight tonight, getting into only the low 20s tomorrow during the day, and then falling as the day goes on. Temperatures in the single digits, approaching zero overnight Friday into Saturday. Even tomorrow afternoon, with the wind chill factored in, we're looking at temperatures feeling like they're just about 5 degrees. The weather prompting a lot of cancellations, in fact, too many to mention them all. Officials are asking that people be off the roads by sunset today. Cape Air and Island Air are no longer flying today. Plymouth and Brockton buses to and from the Cape have suspended service. Ferries between Hyannis and Nantucket have been canceled for the remainder of the day. Steamship Authority between Woods Hole and Martha's Vineyard on a trip-by-trip basis, but cancellations are expected. At this hour, Cape Cod Regional Transit Authority buses are still running. A coastal flood warning is in effect now until 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, and this affects the high tide late tonight, coming about midnight tonight, as well as tomorrow's midday high tide. Minor to moderate coastal flooding expected around the midnight high tide. For the midday high tide tomorrow, the picture looks worse. Pockets of major to moderate to major coastal flooding may occur, especially on the north-facing Cape Cod Bay shore, including Sandwich. So again, we are heading into the storm this evening. It picks up after midnight. 1 to 2 inches per hour are possible. By the time we wake up tomorrow, we're looking at 6 to 8 inches on the ground and 10 to 12 inches possible by the time it's all over.